Here we go with another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast.
That's right.
And depending on when you're listening to this, it's either Valentine's Day, maybe it's after Valentine's Day, I don't know, but the big celebration of romance.
It is. Romance is in the air. That's right.
Valentine's Day. How was your, if you're already past Valentine's Day, how was it? Did your significant other do anything special for you? You can email us if you like, Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com, or you can call our Kevin and Casey podcast line. We actually have our own dedicated phone line, 856-318-9873. 856-318-9873 if you want to comment.
Yeah, and not necessarily like, you know, the greatest. I would even love to hear like the worst too. We won't name drop either. So we'll keep it anonymous.
What
if you don't want to throw
gifts? What could you give for Valentine's Day?
Man, I tell you what, I looked it up and there is quite a toilet seat. Let's just put it that I'm like, who, how, why?
Would a broom or a vacuum cleaner count?
Well, no. So that's, you know, on this list, it really just, you know, nothing household, no household products. So no, don't buy her a vacuum.
Nothing
just
involving.
Because she needs a vacuum doesn't mean you give it to her for Valentine's Day.
Cleaning or anything, no, right.
And nothing weight related, which, hey, I agree 100%.
Well, okay, don't now hang on a second, because the other day I saw something, you know, Reese's is doing these things called Reese's Thins now that are half as thin as the regular. Would you give that as a Valentine? It might be sending the wrong message.
If it's something maybe they're already eating, and instead of like a box of chocolates, if they are trying to watch their figure, but you know they enjoy it, maybe, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a love expert.
Why? Do you think
really.
I need it?
Exactly.
See what I mean?
Just be careful. That's exactly right.
Gentlemen, this is a no-win situation.
You know, don't buy them, you know, a subscription to Weight Watchers or something. Okay, not for Valentine's Day, but that's what somebody did. So I saw that, and and I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
See, this is...
Here's another one. An IOU. Those are for the slackers that forgot.
Oh,
and so they scribble it down on a piece of paper, IOU.
Worse is IOU plenty of hugs and kisses.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes,
really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Or another good one is it's Valentine's Day every day, all year round. Or if they have children, you know, say you have three children. I gave you three beautiful gifts.
Look, I'm going to repeat this. I've said it before, but Valentine's Day is for women. It is a woman's holiday. Oh,
it's a Hallmark holiday, really.
In
our book. And my husband, he's very lucky because I'm one of those. I'm like, don't waste your money.
No,
I don't need anything. You know? Yeah.
Well, see, my wife is the same way.
Right.
Now, and again, we're doing this before Valentine's Day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But my wife will end up with flowers for Valentine's Day.
That's not bad.
But,
you know?
But the thing is, and I've said it before, again, I don't expect anything. Guys, in general, come on. We don't expect anything for Valentine's Day.
Right.
I know sometimes you'll get something out of obligation, maybe.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be the one only getting something.
Right.
I get
that's
it.
That's true.
But that's
so
almost more to see.
Like, we'll do dinner or something, you know.
Together.
In a sense, it falls on a weekday. I mean, it's still a school night. We'll still have the same routine, dinner, bath, bed, all of that for the kiddos.
Right.
So it might be something on the weekend that, you know, we'll catch up on or something. Well, not this weekend because of pub crawl, but still, eventually we'll catch up and do something. But it's really, it's just, we do both state. It's a Hallmark holiday. It is.
When we're doing this, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Do you celebrate Galentine's Day?
No, I've never even heard of that.
Galentine's Day?
Okay.
Do you remember the NBC show Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Amy Poehler's character, Leslie Knope.
Okay.
She came up with something called
Galentine's
Day.
Okay.
It's a day to celebrate. It's ladies celebrating ladies. Where you get together with your girlfriend, you have breakfast or whatever.
Oh, that's funny.
It's Galentine's Day. And
you know what? That's not a bad idea, though.
No,
how fun.
I'm calling shenanigans on it because I'm sorry, ladies. You can't have two straight days, okay? So today.
It just reminds me of George Costanza, or not George.
Yes.
His dad, Festivus. You know?
Festivus. A holiday for the rest of us.
That's right.
Exactly.
See, let's just all make it. We'll make up a holiday.
I like the feats of strength on there.
Yes, I yeah.
And the name.
I miss Seinfeld.
Seinfeld was a great show.
I agree.
It really was.
I had a lot of fun.
So it's Galentine's Day followed by Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
So today's Galentine's Day then.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So maybe February 15th should be like steak and beer day for the gentlemen.
Hey, there you go.
I'm just saying.
The guy's got to get something.
Bring us back to normal, you know.
I think the worst one, though, when I was reading that list of the worst
is
a giving a gift that's actually for yourself. And I have personal experience. Oh, I, you know, it happens. It does. And even my husband is guilty of that.
So honey, I got us a PS3.
I got us.
Yes.
bought us this. Or I know you wanted this. No, I'm like, Nobody's buying that, honey. No. Yeah, I mean, yes, it's nice, but, you know, you pawned off a gift for yourself.
Well, hope it was a happy, if it was already for you, a Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We have fun. With Lexi, she's six, so she's in elementary school. Oh, so we have fun decorating the boxes and filling out the cards.
Great holiday for kids.
It is fun.
Do they still do the handing out the things in class?
Yeah, they sure do. So we worked on that over the weekend.
Well, the reason I was going to say is because we live in such a politically correct culture now.
I know.
And everybody has to get one. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I do agree with that, especially at her age. They're so sensitive. So,
well, that's what I'm saying.
You shouldn't give a Valentine's to each of your classmates, too. So
right. Are you allowed to give it individually to somebody?
Well, I think what they do it during their Valentine's party. So everybody puts their boxes out, and then you walk around and find the person's box and put their card in the slot. So, I mean,
so who knows what kind of secret deals are going on,
that's
in other
true.
Words?
Well, technically, yeah, you're right. You're right.
If your daughter comes home with a card from... Who's Bobby?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. We're getting to that protective stage. I've already been getting calls. Is Lexi there? And I'm like, what? And, you know, I let them talk, and then they get off the phone. I'm like, Lexi, why is Grayson calling us? And how did Grayson get our phone number? I gave it to him.
Oh, great.
Like, oh, my. 6 years old.
We need
to have
a talk.
Oh, yeah. Charlie's already done that. He sat her down. No boyfriends. And even her papa. And she even told him once, too. She said, I can't have a boyfriend. My papa has a shovel, and he knows how to use it. I said it, and I told him,
setting
this
child up ahead,
be careful, because that could be considered a threat. Honestly, you know, people are very sensitive. So
no, like, absolutely,
yeah, Lexi,
they
can't
are.
Say that at school. Don't say that.
You know, things can be taken the wrong way.
I totally get that.
In the vein of Valentine's Day, this is a little bit of romantic stuff. Maybe, I suppose.
Okay.
There was a dolphin in Cuba, and there is a video of this. This tourist is, all of a sudden the dolphin hops up and she's petting the dolphin. And, you know, all of a sudden it's very nice. You know, she's having herself a good time. And suddenly it's on a pontoon. She's interacting with this dolphin.
Yeah, it's one of those like tour deals where you actually are going to pet the dolphins.
Have you ever petted a dolphin, by the way?
No, I haven't.
The coolest thing. We did it in Hawaii years ago. But things went terribly awry because I guess, and I'm trying to be delicate about this, but this dolphin became quite
frisky.
That's a good way to put it.
I had to think about that before we
started making motions with this woman. He caused her to lean backwards, and the woman's laughing while this dolphin is making these
frisky moves,
humping moves. Exactly. There's no other way to put it.
And then
screeches like
I watched the video. You know, I'm like, wow,
it's quite disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. And my big concern, Tim, those things are big. You know, how heavy is that? I mean, she was laughing though, so it wasn't obviously hurting her.
And they think this may be a serial dolphin molester.
I didn't read that.
They said the dolphin may be a repeat offender. A similar video filmed in the same area shows an adult dolphin doing nearly the same thing.
Oh, that's funny.
To a different woman.
Well, I will admit, when I got the storyline, I googled that, and I googled frisky dolphin. And first of all,
Casey, be careful what you
Google.
I
know, that's what I'm going to warn some people. Do not Google frisky dolphin. Do not do it. But the first thing that did come up, there is a restaurant actually called
the frisky dolphin.
I was like, okay, not what I was looking
at.
Wonder
what their specialty is.
I don't want to ask. But I will tell you, there are multiple YouTube videos out there of frisky dolphins. So what this woman experienced is actually quite common.
Not that
so they
unusual.
Need to have like a therapy group or something for
See?
After.
And
it's, there's a lot. I was like, oh wow, I didn't realize. Maybe I don't want to ever go do one of those pet
like,
the dolphin things.
Is there like a dolphin Me Too movement?
Yeah,
or anything?
I don't know.
I wonder. See what I mean? You gotta be, look, because we see them. We go, oh, it's all nature. It's all beautiful. Hey, listen. nature has to reproduce itself too. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so you got to be careful.
What was that movie? I'm picturing Kevin Costner. Waterworld.
Waterworld. Yes. Yeah. It was a terrible movie, by the way. I'm gonna tell you. It's like maybe the worst thing Kevin Costner ever did.
He was still pretty to look at.
I guess, but it's like 3 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Oh, that's too funny.
But there he is up on. Yeah. Was there a dolphin in there?
No, I'm just thinking like he was human and fish. So I don't know. I think he was. He swam underwater, had gills behind his ears.
And it was like in the future.
I think I know too much about that movie, though, really.
Hey, maybe he was produced from the dolphin and this woman.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, this is really going in a direction.
It's getting scary now.
I had not played. Do you know what the Unicode Consortium is?
No.
You ever heard of the Unicode Consortium?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay, apparently, and I only realized this a couple of years ago, there is... You know what emojis are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, actually, the plural of emojis is emoji. It's like deer.
Okay.
Which
gotcha.
I never...
Gotcha.
I always feel stupid saying emoji. There are 8 emoji there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd still throw the S on
I still
there.
Like.
Yeah.
I feel more comfortable with
I'm
the
with
S.
You there.
So if you're listening and you're a part of the grammar police, pardon me, but I'm going to continue to say emojis. Because
I'll do the same.
This is still a free country.
That's right.
Okay. So the apparently there is an overseeing organization that determines standards for emojis. The Unicode Consortium, a nonprofit that runs a bunch of different standards for the internet. So here you go. They've just announced, and they're the ones that kind of control new emojis.
So like the poop emoji, you know, that was probably their prized
somebody
position.
Came up with that idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they've just announced 230 new emojis.
Oh.
They're going to roll out sometime this year for your
phone. Know, there are times where I have this particular emoji in my head and I'm scrolling through my phone and there's nothing.
I know.
There's nothing. So I need to start tracking on what expression I'm trying to come up with.
And nothing is worse when you're looking for an emoji and you see something and you go, okay, well, there's no description on it. It's just the picture. Okay, is this a radish?
Yeah, and especially, they're so tiny sometimes. Like, it took me a while to figure out one that was like, smack my forehead, you know, kind of thing. I'm like, oh,
right.
God, I like that one, but it's so tiny.
It's almost like you have to figure out what were they thinking when they made the emoji. But here are just some of the new emoji highlights. A yawning face.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
There are times we could use a yawning face.
Yeah, because you don't want to do the sleep emoji, because you're not quite asleep, but you're trying to express that you're bored.
Right.
Okay.
They have a bunch of new animals. The flamingo. Would you like a flamingo?
Hey, the flamingos are fun. Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
A sloth.
Oh, I love the sloth. You know, the sloth is really getting trendy right now.
Well, I don't know. In what text are you going to need a sloth emoji, though?
If you're complaining about a driver in front of you and they're going really slow, I'd use a sloth.
A sloth, yep. I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A skunk. I'm surprised we don't have a skunk already emoji.
You know what? Yeah, I'm kind of with you there.
That would seem like a given.
That's the stinkiest animal out there. So you think.
True.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Next to some of my
skunks.
Facebook friends. Yeah,
yeah.
You're absolutely right. Foods include a waffle. Again, everybody loves waffles.
Hey, I could see like chicken and waffles. I could see a drumstick and then a waffle.
Whoa.
See,
I like the way Casey thinks it. What other foods they have? They also have butter, a butter emoji.
So what is that?
Like
it's just a gold rectangle?
Look
like
gold
what
brick.
Is it gonna yeah
it's gonna brick
that
gold.
One's gonna be confusing for
that's
everyone
true. See, you have
unless
to...
it says like butter or if it has like Fabio behind it
with the hair
yeah.
This is butter
yeah
I can't believe it's not butter it is butter yeah onions an
okay.
onions emoji mm-hmm. Again would that just be a round sort of thing or would it be a slice of onion
yeah or they could be green onions see I'm just getting over analyzing it
juice
here.
Box
Okay.
See, part of things, though, involve detail. And when you're talking about an emoji.
And they're tiny,
they're
though.
So
how
small.
Are you really going to depict it? Yeah. No,
right.
I agree. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
I don't know. But the Unicode Consortium.
I
man,
tell you, though, those emojis are fun. I was not really big into it until probably just
I
the last
more
year.
More.
But I have, like, accidentally hit the wrong one sometimes. And
true.
So I'm really careful. I got the fat fingers. And it's like when I'm trying to do the thumbs up and it does the wrong
you know,
gesture. And I'm like, oh,
the worst
that's not what I meant.
Thing on like especially Facebook, you know how they have the reactions. So
yes.
you have the like
oh
or the
my gosh,
heart.
I do that all the time.
If
where it's
you
the
hit the wrong
instead
one
instead of like oh, like hey, or love
my
or
grandmom's
sad.
Really sick.
Yeah,
like
yeah, right.
What do you
even,
like about
worse than that?
That
is the ha ha ha. This big laughing.
Right,
face,
right. Well,
like,
you don't
crap,
want that.
Not what I
but
want.
Even like, I mean, if somebody hits like, you kind of understand it means, oh, okay, they're acknowledging it.
That's, yes, but I agree. But now that, still, you know, when Facebook just had the like,
right,
it was okay.
Right.
But now I'm like, I'm sorry, put a little more effort into right. your gesture.
How about maybe
hold
just
the like
comment
down
even.
And at least either smile or
sorry
laugh.
To hear
or
that.
Sorry. Yeah.
Or, you know what
yeah.
I mean.
Or wow. You know, or the wow one.
Wow.
I know, wow.
Well, what are you wowing about yeah. my sick grandmother for?
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Right. But, you know, more than a like.
This is true. Yeah.
I agree.
Emojis. So anyway,
quit getting lazy on Facebook. So do more than just the like, unless you're just like.
Well, you know, I've said this before too, Casey. That we're reaching the point in our civilization mm-hmm. where, number one, language is disintegrating. Okay, there's a whole generation of people. Don't get me started on grammar and punctuation and everything else. But on top of that, we use emojis so much now. Excuse me, the grammaticians. Emoji. I'm just throwing that out for a friend.
See, I didn't catch it.
We use emojis so much that it's starting to take over language a little bit.
So we're going back to hieroglyphics,
right?
Right. Yeah.
And I can see a time 600 years in the future when our entire civilization is just a smoldering rubble.
Oh, man.
After a nuclear incident has happened, mm-hmm. and they're sorting through our communications, and they go, well, look, whoever these people were, they apparently had lost these skills of language,
right.
and they only communicate with pictures. That's amazing.
That's right.
What is this onion? Why are they, what were they talking about?
What did the onion represent?
The,
yeah.
The onion.
and you know, that is pretty sad, though. But it's true. People are shortening up their text, and they're using pictures to complete their sentences.
And there's
and,
a sloth
you know,
here.
And they're, yeah.
What is the
yeah,
sloth?
You know what else, too, is cursive handwriting. That's another thing. They've pulled that from the schools.
It's true.
And it's like, I just can't believe that. You know, I'm going to teach my daughter it, though.
No, yeah.
So she
I was
can
gonna...
maybe be a historian or something and at least be able to understand.
You know, I don't know if my kids know. That's a very good question. My youngest is 23. I don't know if she knows cursive.
I don't know how long ago. Maybe in like the last 10 years, I think. So she probably
might have been right on it in the end.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, then computers kind of took place. So,
true.
I really don't know. I don't. But it's the sad thing is that they're not teaching it. And I'm going to be.
Come on, educators.
That's right. That's right.
We need cursive. How can we have emojis and no cursive?
Exactly.
Come on.
I use cursive still. Well, my handwriting is half cursive, half print. I mean, especially if I'm trying to write fast. If you really look at my hand, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. So, yeah, there's some cursive, some print, some capitalized.
It's
but
a hodgepodge.
Exactly. But I still use some of them.
I say cursive and emojis can coexist.
Yes,
we can all get along.
I agree. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that is another exciting edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. And we'd love to hear from you. If you got a comment, a question, just to say you two are knuckleheads or whatever, that's fine. It's Kevin and Casey. That's the email. Kevin and Casey. That's letter K, letter C. Kevin and Casey at KevinHilley, HILLEY.com. Or you can call our Kevin and Casey line. It's 856-318-9873. And realize, if you leave a message on the Kevin and Casey line, you may hear yourself in the next Kevin and Casey podcast.
Call in. We'd love to hear about your Valentine's Day or of anything particular that is funny.
Any emoji you want us to request from the Unicode Consortium?
There you go.
Happy
there
to
you
do
go. Absolutely.
To do
I
that.
Agree 100%.
Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Kevin. Always have fun.